feel so good. She said, what if I could? But I gotta leave you alone.
Malcolm Ross of Joseph K. You're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Elizabeth Powell Leather Items of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
On Monday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. And first, we take off on the Afrosonic Taxi at 10 a.m. with tracks from
I'm What have I done to deserve a love like this? Well, beloved, nothing I could have done could earn it or deserve it. And you either. We just receive it as a gift. Ah, love, love, love. This is the love month. Today I'm going to be the love doctor. We got songs all about love today because it's Valentine's weekend. I know it's Super Bowl weekend too. Isn't that something, beloved, that Super Bowl Sunday trumps Valentine's Day? Oh my gosh. Oh, thank goodness it's not on the same day. But for those of you who only have today to do something with your loved one, I'm sorry, Super Bowl Sunday just might trump it. No pun intended. Listen, this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and I'm here where there is a bright side. Yes, you are here with us at WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. And my audio engineer extraordinaire is here. Mr. Martin Randall, Martin AV Services. Mr. Randall, how are you today?
I am doing very well. If I can't be a champion on the field today, I'll be a champion at love.
Amen. Praise God, praise God. Yes, beloved, it is love, love, love in the air. And if you don't have nobody to call you baby, honey, or love, I'm telling you, God loves you, and I love you too. Yes, I do. I may not even know you by name or face, but I do love you because God made you. God loves you. God is love. This is our message for today. I got some music to play, and I just hope that you hang on in there and receive all this love that we're sending out your way. Jesus loves me. This is Miss Whitney Houston. You might remember her singing this in the movie The Bodyguard, or even singing this as a child in Sunday school. Or sometimes you just have to remind yourself when it seems like the whole world is against you. Well, Jesus loves me. Amen. Yes, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves me. Miss Whitney Houston is coming. Addictive Love gets addictive. Amen. By BB and CeCe Winans. Full-Time Love by Latoka. You Make Me Feel. That's Jay Morse featuring Faith. And he calls it grown folk gospel, all right? Power of Love by Miss Jacqueline Carr. And Love Him Like I Do, Mr. Dietrich Haddon. After we hear all that, I'll be back with a spiritual commentary moment for today. So relax if you can. Don't go nowhere. Stay right there. Let us pour some love out on you. This is it. Jesus loves me.
Jesus. Yes, Jesus. back over my story. There's not a day I can think that you haven't been there for me. When I was stressed out, heart and mind, and full of worry, but I put a smile up on my face and carried on. And now I sit before you to say thank you for always being the one I can call on. I know you know, but I just wanna say
I've been hurt before,
yeah,
had so much pain and more, but you never let me go without giving that whole time love. 24 hours, 7 days, always there to make a way, working hard to give that whole time love,
never part time.
With you make me feel like a holiday. world, raised in this world. We're all one people. We're the ones to show love. We're the ones that can change this place.
We can change this place. I agree with Miss Jacqueline Carr, and that's why we do what we do. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and this is WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. You are listening to There's a Bright Side Somewhere, right now, right here with me on WGXC. Coming up next is Love Him Like I Do. Deidre Haddon is singing that song for me and you. Enjoy. And we'll be back with some Black facts.
My folks and friends, listen to these words. See God save me from myself when no one was around, and it was only by his grace, his mercy, his favor, 'cause I know I don't deserve.
saved my soul. But I was just a sinner left in the cold. Gave me a second chance, saved me from myself. Came to my rescue when I needed.
Yes, I love him like I do. I love him like I do. You love him too? I know you do. That's why you're here with me on WDXC, right? Because this is the time that we put our hearts and minds towards the God who loves us more than we can even imagine, more than we could even know. I believe that. I believe in the power of God's love. I said I'd be back with some Black facts, and I want to do that. On this day, I wanted to do that all month long, and I kept forgetting. So I remembered today, on this day, W.E.B. Du Bois was born. Oh, my gosh. In 1898. My goodness, how many decades ago was that? Yes, Mr. W.E.B. Du Bois, who was a sociologist, a historian, a civil rights activist, an author, educator, educated in Harvard. And then also studied in Berlin, okay? You may have heard of the phrase, the talented tenth. That comes from Mr. W.E.B. Du Bois, who felt that full citizenship for Black African Americans in America would only occur as an elite group of talented people, the 10% who would go on and get education to advocate for the progressive economic justice and racial equality and equity that was needed to make this a more great and a more, what is that phrase they use, of our nation? Well, anyway, you know what I'm talking about. Well, that was W.E.B. Du Bois' take on the matter, that we had to get our heads right, and that the people who got their heads right would advocate for civil rights, human rights, economic justice, and racial equity. And then also born on this day in 1925, almost 100 years ago now, he died at around the age of 90, is politician Lewis Stokes. Lewis Stokes was the first Black African-American elected as a congressman from the east side of Ohio, first to be elected in Ohio as a Black man for Congress. And he served 15 terms, okay, a powerful advocate, a civil rights activist, also working hard to advance economic justice and racial equality and equity. And he was the brother of Carl Stokes, who was the first Black African-American to be mayor of a major city in the United States. Also in Cleveland, the mayor of Cleveland, Ohio. So, you know, and they were the sons of a cleaner woman, okay? Grew up in the projects, y'all. And after their father died, she raised her sons as a single mom. Gotta put a underscore on that, because I've heard some folks that have impressions about single mothers and how disadvantaged we are and how disadvantaged our children are and how they start off under the eight ball because they are raised in a single parent home. Oh my gosh, that is so stereotypical and so backwards in thinking. The history of the single mother is all through the American fabric of Black people in America, when our fathers and husbands were stripped away from the families and sold into slavery, away from their families, to further divide and devalue what family would mean for Black people. And yet, even in the midst of all of that, family was important and continues to be important in the Black community. So, you know, I just wanted to lift up those Black facts and segue into my talk about love on this love weekend. You know, I was in the supermarket a few days ago, and it was, I think it was a Friday night, not this past Friday, but a couple of weeks back. And there was a gentleman, and, you know, he was looking like he works in some kind of a physical profession or career job. You know, sometimes you can tell people by the way they dress, you know, what kind of work they may be doing. So he might be a construction worker, a contractor, or he might be a mason person or a building maintenance person, something like that. And he was picking up a few things at the supermarket, and he had a bouquet of flowers. And I said to him, I said, "You go ahead, sir." And he said, "Yes, I try to bring flowers home every week for my wife." It wasn't even Valentine's Day, okay? An expression of love. And it was a young man at the register. And I told him, "You take note. Beloveds out there, you take note. If you can afford it, and there's some stores, I'm not going to name them because they don't pay us, amen, for advertising. But there's a store in our town in Hudson. Matter of fact, it's in Greenport, that sells bouquets of flowers. Of course, prices were going up a little bit, but still quite affordable. Go check them out. Under $5, you can get a nice bouquet of flowers. I think that's less than a cup of coffee at Starbucks, right? Well, perhaps in some of the restaurants in Hudson. Anyhow, you know, an expression of love. And that's what I wanted to really talk about for a minute today, that we who are in the human race, the species of humanoid created by God, in the image and likeness of God, was an act of love, beloved. It was an act of love that God, amen, wanted to have a family. And who can fault God for wanting to have a family? So many of us want to have families, right? We want to meet that special person so we can have a family. We can't have children of our own, so we adopt children because we want to have a family. We have family members who have children, and for one reason or other, they're not here to take care of them. And we want to take those children in because we want them to have a family, right? It's so germane to our existence, the idea of family and the love that comes with it. And unfortunately, because there is the enemy of God and man at work in the world, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy our concept of family. He comes to attack our family, to bring division and discord and disunity, to challenge that great message and power of love. And so we live in a situation in our country, in our culture, in our society around the world, where we find that families don't really have the benefit and the experience of this great love that was in the mind of God when he created us to be family, his family, and family one with another. That's one of the reasons why I often talk about brother and sister. It's just my little way of pushing back against those divides, those man-made and demonically constructed divides that strips our collective memory of where we come from and who we are, and gives us this false construct that we are something that we're not. And so, beloved, this is Valentine's weekend. I know it's all about that Eros love, you know, that, you know, ooh, we had sparks fly and, you know, the fireworks went off when our eyes met kind of love. And sometimes it's about trying to get back to those feelings, right? Sometimes it's just remembering that love is no longer here, but that you had it, right? That's kind of what Valentine's Day is about. But it's even more than that, I believe. It's about just the expression of love itself. It came out from God, the Almighty. It comes from the mind of God and the heart of God, this idea, this concept, this experience of love. In the Word of God, it tells us that God so loved the world, beloved, in John 3:16. He so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, that whoever could believe in him would believe in him, would not perish, but have everlasting life. What more could God say, and what more could God do? In that verse of self, it expresses the magnitude, the power, the everlasting, far-reaching, the depths of the love that God has for us. While we were yet sinning, while we were yet sinners, while we were yet rebelling, while we were yet not living up to our potential and God-given right and abilities, God loved us anyway. It's like, that's my child. I don't care what you say about them. That's my daughter. That's my son. I love them. I'm going to look out for them. I'm going to work for them. I'm going to make a way for them. I'm going to help them. I'm going to be there when they fall down and help them get back up. I'm going to be there when they're depressed to find their way out. I'm going to be there. That's the love that I think Valentine's Day also talks to us about. Finding cards for those special friends and special people that we've experienced this kind of love with, this agape, this unconditional love, this love that says, you know, you may get on my last nerves and I may have to put you on timeout for a minute, but you know, I'll be there for you because I love you. And that's the kind of love that gets people to, in some instances, into enroll and enlist in military service. They have a love for their country, amen. Not perfect and have a lot of issues, internal issues, but it's my country and I'm gonna fight for it. I'm gonna fight that we can live the highest ideals and live to fulfill our potential as a nation. People give their lives. People give their lives to the military service. People give their lives to public service. People give their lives to law enforcement and protection and service because it's a paycheck for a lot of people, but there has to be a love that if the love is not there, it doesn't work. But if the love is there, you can have the best law enforcement team. You can have the best political servants. You can have the best military, because love is powerful and love does not die. Love comes from God. And he says, how can you say you love God and you can't see, but you don't love your brother, your sister, your neighbor who you do see? Oh, some people think love is a Pollyanna and pie in the sky kind of concept for dealing with the issues that we're facing in the days in which we live. But I submit to you that it is not a Pollyanna concept. I submit to you that it is the power that God has demonstrated over and over again, his love for humankind. Even back in the day when folks got on his last nerves and he said, you know what? I even repented I made you. Yes, we got on his nerves so bad, But then he said, but I'm not going to destroy you all. I am going to work this thing out with you. And so, beloved, that's what love will do. That's what love will do. Yes, we can get mad sometimes, and we're sorry we even got involved in that situation with that person. But then there's a love that says, you know what? I'm going to let you go your way. I'm going to be here if you need me. I'm not going to hold it against you. I'm not going to seek vengeance after you. I'm not going to come to destroy you. I'm going to love you like God loves. I may have to love you for a distance. I may have to put you on the tide out, but I'm going to still love. Love is powerful, beloved. And ask me how I knew. Diedrich Haddon said, I love him like I do. Why? Why? Because I know him that way. Do you know him that way? You can't know him that way. You can love and know the love of God. Yes, you can. And how do you do that? If you feel far from him, just talk to him. Just go to him. Just talk to him. Tell him, Lord, I want to love you better. I want to love you more. I know you love me. I'm still here. I know you love me. I don't care what it looks like. I'm going to believe in your love. I don't care what I'm going through. I'm going to believe that you're going to bring me through because I know you love me. Listen, beloved, I love you. I can tell you I love you. I haven't seen your face. I don't know your name, but God loves you, and that's good enough for me. God's love for you makes you worthy of my love. And even if I've had to put you on a timeout, even if we don't agree, it's not going to make me hate you. It's not going to make me want to kill you. It's not going to make me want to see you go through suffering and injustice. No, it's just going to make me pray that God's love will show away. That's what I say on this Valentine's Day. And I pray for you that you have the love that God has for you in your heart. You have that love as you go through this life's journey. Doesn't make mean things are always going to be nice or pretty or even that they're always going to work out the way you want, but it's always going to mean God loves you. God is there. This is my social commentary for today. I am Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. I believe what I say. I say what I believe. God bless you until we meet again. Right now, we're going to do what we do and bring some more music to you. Love is in need of love today. Yes, it is. This is Mr. Stevie Wonder. Listen to what he has to say.
Good morning. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to tears and pain. It's that love in need of love today. Don't delay, send yours in right away. Hey, go on round, breaking measure.
of love today. Don't delay. Send yours in right away. Right away. Amen. When they go high, when they go low, we go high, higher and higher and higher. Yeah, there's a lot going on out here. And I hear somebody say, well, love ain't going to help Ukraine. Well, the love of God can help us figure out how to help Ukraine, right? I want to send prayers and shout outs to our Ukrainian community. We have a Ukrainian community in Hudson, New York. Ukrainian communities all around our nation. So thoughts and prayers are with you for today. And we continue to pray for our leaders. Yes, we do. Praying for those who don't think like us, look like us, believe like us too. Praying for you. And I'm certainly praying for you, my brothers and sisters, who take time out to share with me right here, WGXC 90.7 Acre Hudson and Catskill, New York. We invite you to come back. We'll be here on Tuesday with our Tuesday afternoon show. We're going to be talking about mental health. We have a great speaker from our community. Wonderful things that's being done to bring light to the issue of mental illness and mental health. So join us, Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and Mr. Randall Martin for the Tuesday afternoon show at 4 to 6 p.m. That's our talk show, and we break it down. Then also, I want you to be mindful, look in the calendars, look in your emails, because there are some Black History events going on. Operation Unite's got something going on. TSL's got something going on. Africa's Daughters of the Diaspora with Overcoming Ministries. We have a book group starting at the end of the month. You can go to Overcoming Ministries 12534 at Gmail if you want more information about how to zoom in to our book discussion on the book cast. Yes, beloved, we're going to keep Black History Awareness Month going, getting the information out there. Black history is not just about American Black history, it's about Black history worldwide. Yes, beloved, because we have the issues here and they have those issues over there. So we get our minds right, we can help get racial justice, racial equity and equality, create the world that God had in mind when he created it. Oh, beloved, listen, I'm getting ready to get up out of here. But before I do, I want to say happy birthday to you all, you February birthdays. Happy Valentine's Day. To all you, the people that God created out of love. And we have one last song for you, Mr. Stevie Wonder, again. Yeah, he was on it. He on it with the message of love. This one is As the Sun Knew How To. You know the song. If you don't, here it is. Till we speak again, don't quit in the dip. Remember, God loves you. I love you too. God bless you.